And away we go. Here it is, a Getaway Friday. And what a Getaway Friday it is. It's not only a Friday in December, but it is Friday the 13th in December. Holy mackerel, we're not going to get out of 2019 without another Friday the 13th before we roll into the big 2020 and the big Christmas holiday coming up in about 13 days now. Is that right? 12 days. Ooh, that would have been too weird. Friday the 13th and then 12 days till Christmas. That would have been strange. 12 days till Christmas, and it is Friday the 13th. A Triskaidekaphobia Friday. Do you know anybody who's ever had Triskaidekaphobia? Who's ever had the fear of Friday the 13th? I've never really known anybody who had that. I don't know what's supposed to happen. Now, I know that it's supposed to kind of be a weird day, and maybe some people think it's bad luck. I know 13 is supposed to be an unlucky number, but I've never known anybody who had the fear of the day. I mean, should you just stay in today and lay under the bed? Wouldn't it be odd, though, if something bad did happen to you today? And I, heavens knows, I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody. But if something bad happened today, would you blame it on Friday the 13th? Would you say, well, that's why it happened. It's Triskaidekaphobia. It's Friday the 13th. And that's why everything went wrong. Or would you just say, well, it went wrong? I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I've had a pretty good morning this morning. The temperatures are pretty mild out there for a day in mid-December, and it is almost the weekend, and the weekend's supposed to be pretty nice temperature-wise. I think the rain is going to make the weather not so great. Rain's not a whole lot of fun, but it beats snow, and having having the temperatures be a little warmer than they have been is going to be a lot of fun, considering this week has pretty much been a frigid week. And it was nice this morning because as I was coming in, I saw the temperature was over freezing already. I think it was 33 degrees when I was coming in this morning, so I'll take that. And we're immediately gonna go to the phones here on this Friday the 13th, Triskaidekaphobia. Good morning.
Friday the 13th. I hate Friday the 13th.
Now, see, I was just saying, does anybody really have a fear of this day or care about this day?
You know, I'm not a big fan of Friday the 13th. You know, they say, you know, if you see a black cat, don't hit it, you know, and all that stuff. And
I don't think it's don't hit. I think it's don't cross it. I don't think you're supposed to hit the cat.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to do anyone, right, or whatever, you know. Cross a cat or hit the cat.
Cross a cat. Don't walk under a ladder. Don't break a mirror. Things like that.
I think we should be off on Fridays the 13th. Because, you know, so many things can happen.
Well, you know what's strange about it is, if something bad happens today, will people blame it on Friday the 13th? Or, I mean, would it have happened anyway if it was Friday the 12th?
It's just a superstition theory, you know. Everybody comes along every so often.
Well,
we
I just
had a few of them this year.
But I don't. I mean, if something happened today, should I just say, "Well, it was Friday the 13th, and it was bad luck"?
That's right. That's the way to do it. You can blame it on something.
Well, you got to blame it on something. You know what I was thinking about this morning, because we had a lot of fun doing history of Marion stuff not too long ago. And I was wondering a subject, because we did Tecumseh, we did old downtown Marion businesses, we did the Blizzard of 78, we did a lot of stuff like that. What is a good subject in your mind that a lot of people would know about and be able to contribute and share with the listening audience this morning, because we've got 2 hours wide open, about Marion history?
I want to talk about the flea market. And the reason why I want to talk about the flea market is, I mean, it's totally different than when I was growing up. The flea market there on Lynn Hipshire, right? You remember the old flea market? And then they changed the name and had different owners. The original owner that I remember growing up, it was very unique in there. Now, I mean, now it's just, like, completely dead. I don't know if anybody does it do stuff anymore, or, you know.
Do they still rent space in the... I know for a while they were renting space to merchants. Do they still do that?
Oh, yeah, they still got, but they have a lot of open, empty spots.
Well, is the price reasonable for people to get in there and get a spot?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. We've got to call and find out what they are renting them for, but I was in there not too long ago, and it's just not, it's not the same atmosphere, I should say. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, but my understanding is what happened there is that they tried to turn it into kind of a pizza place and a meat place, and that part of it is going well, but the flea market part of it is not going very well, and mainly because the Goodwill and the Salvation Army have both expanded in Marion quite a bit, so most people are giving their stuff there.
Well, I mean, is the pizza place there anymore? I mean, I don't even know.
I don't know. I know the cheese and meat market is, and I think that's what was holding it up, maybe holding it up at this point. Because I know the guy's still out there. Can't think of his name. But I used to talk to him on the radio all the time back when I was at WMRN.
Right, and we used to have, you know, then they tried the one on 309 by Speedway. They had a flea market in that little area there for a little while. But, I don't know, is flea market going away? Certainly I don't think so, because if you go down south, down in Kentucky area, they have a big, huge one every year, and I mean, it's full, and, I don't know.
Well,
our
flea market's located in an odd place, and when you have both the Salvation Army and the Goodwill, which are much bigger than they used to be years ago, with both good locations on the busiest road in Marion, Route 95, I think the flea market way out there off of, way out where it's located. It's just, it's not easy to get to, and there's really nothing else out there, any other reason you'd ever be out there.
Well, I mean, isn't a flea market supposed to be cheaper than, like, a thrift store?
I don't know, because the people at the flea market set the prices. I don't know. I guess if they set them...
Well,
good.
I mean, what a flea market's all about, a true flea market, is you wheel and deal. Like, you go in there and say, okay, I'm going to give you this. I'll offer you this price. That's what a true flea market... And that's what, when I was growing up, that's what we used to do. I used to get, like, stuff cheap all the time. I'll say, hey, will you take, you know, $2 for this? And a lot of times they'll say, yeah, I'll take $2. Because they don't want to lose the sale, right? And,
Well, yeah, I think that was the idea of a flea market, but I think the problem became people did not want to buy certain things, and, you know, if you go to Goodwill or you go to Salvation Army, they put those red tags on things, and they say, yes, we have cleaned this, yes, we have checked for any diseases and bugs. Well, the flea market doesn't do that, last time I knew.
Oh, yeah, it's a possibility, yeah, because a lot of the stuff going around,
So I don't know if that's a fear of what's... And like I said, you got to have good location. If you are a retail business, which a flea market is to some degree, you've got to be located in a place where people are going to go. I think if the flea market was on Route 95, I think a lot more people would go to it.
A possibility, but when I was growing up, I mean, I used to walk over through the fields and everything else. And that's like it used to be, you know, busy. I mean, you couldn't even hardly walk in there. But now I just think, well, I think a lot of it is the generation has changed. They want to stay home and play on video games. And that's, I mean, that's just the way the world's going, is video games. People don't like to go out and have a good time like that anymore, really.
Well, I always thought flea markets were a good thing. I think all these thrift shops are a good thing. I think antique stores are a good thing. And they don't seem to be closing. People, in Delaware, they have a great antique business in downtown Delaware. And even here in downtown Marion, we have a lot of antique shops that have been open for a long time that have not closed. So I don't know what the deterioration of the flea market would be, because the antique shops seem to be growing in stature.
Absolutely. Yeah, they really are. I figure that'd be something to talk about, the old flea market. I mean, I used to go to one over in Galleon as well. I don't know if you've ever been to one over in Galleon or not, but they had a nice one downtown. And I bought my first guitar there, over there. I remember that. It's downtown in Galleon, Ohio. And they had a nice little flea market area in there. And I think I got it for like $15. I think it was something like that for a guitar, which was still in good shape. But I mean, I had to restring it, but still, the guitar itself was in a good shape.
Now, did you ever learn how to play the guitar?
I did. I did. Well, I know how to play one song. I don't know how to play one song on a Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Well, at least you got your use out of the guitar.
Yeah, it's gone now. I think I sold it in the yard sale. I said, this is not for me.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, I think a lot of people are doing yard sales in the summer. I certainly think that hurts the flea markets.
Oh, yeah. Even a lot more people are doing yard sales.
And now they can advertise that. You can sell your stuff on the internet, too. There didn't used to be that.
Right, yep, that's true. That's definitely the Facebook marketing is really a good tool to use.
I would assume that would cut into flea market big time.
Yeah, social media is taking away a lot of the, because it's a lot easier that way. You don't have to leave your own house unless you meet somebody somewhere else. They don't have to, come to your house or whatever. But
well, also you don't have to go set up all day. You can just put a picture of it on the internet and be done with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I would assume that has hurt the flea market business.
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, times are changing. I mean, that's true. Times are changing, and of course, I don't know, like I said, I don't know how much the rent is. I don't know if they jack up the rent or not on that. I really don't know, but maybe the rent is too high.
Well, we hope it's going well, because I know a lot of people do use that meat and cheese shop out there, and for a long time I heard it was going well. Maybe they don't have the pizzas anymore, but it was nice to have something like that out in that area, because there's not a lot out there.
Absolutely. So I just want to leave you with that, and I do have an idea for a show, so keep it posted. I don't want to broadcast it on the air right now, because I got to run it through you, and...
Well, the Christmas party's coming up Thursday. We're all excited about that. Thursday night, 7 to 9, live on the air. We'll all be here, the Leshefsky family, providing live music.
That's right. Very good talent, kids.
And Santa Claus will be here Thursday, the 19th of December, 7 to 9 p.m. live.
That's right. I will be there.
It'll be fun.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon, and happy holidays, everybody, and, you know, it's going to be a great holiday, I think.
Happy Friday the 13th.
And happy Friday the 13th.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And there we go. There's our morning check-in with Sean. Yeah, I don't know about the flea market. I don't really know the history of the flea market in general, to be honest with you. I don't know when it opened. I don't know what's going on out there now. Does anybody know anything about the flea market? Let us know here. That would be an interesting topic. 740-383-9944. I don't know. Are there still a lot of shops in there? Because I know it started out as your general flea market, where the whole place was just opened up. For selling purposes. People used to bring their stuff in, and they would get a spot, and they would sell their stuff. And then the last time I was out there, they had like taken the spots and cordoned them off. And some people were still selling used items, but a lot of people were kind of running businesses out of their little shops, like jewelry businesses and homemade jewelry businesses and things like that. That's what it kind of looked like the last time I was out there. But I really have not been out there in a long time. I don't know what is sold out there at this particular point. I do know that the meat and cheese market was a big hit for a while out there. And I do know they did sell pizzas out there for a while. I don't think they were delivery. I think it was all pickup. But is any of that still going on at the flea market? It'd be good to know for people who live out in Grandview. I know we have listeners out there, or who people who might be out in that particular area. Does anybody know anything about the Marion Flea Market or what their hours are? Is the meat and cheese shop still opened? Is the pizza parlor still opened? Are people still selling things out there? I don't know. let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We still do have letters to Santa. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Get your letters out to Santa very soon. And Christmas cards. If you'd like to send us a Christmas card here at WWGH Radio, the address, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208. Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you include your return address, we will reply to you to be sure. Uh-oh, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller. Hey, go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I'm calling about the Marion flea market.
Yes, yes, let us know.
All but two days of the year.
Oh, ma'am, I can barely hear you.
And they do deliver.
Now, ma'am, I can barely hear you. Could you talk a little more into the phone, telephone?
Hello?
Yeah. Are you still there? Hello?
Okay, that's better. My volume was down. So, anyway, I'm on the air.
So the flea market, the meat and flea market is still open, and they do deliver pizzas?
They do deliver pizzas.
Oh, that's interesting. So, are the pizzas any good?
They're delicious.
Oh, good. I have not had a pizza out there. Does the pizza place have a name?
I don't think it's, I think it's just the Grand Prairie Market, and then the number's like 2299. And they have specialty pizzas and specials that go on. Like, they have, like, an Italian sub pizza, and they have a keto crust pizza.
Oh, they're doing the keto out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. So, they still do the cheeses and the meats and the bologna and the ham and all that?
Yes, they have, like, a wine selection and a deli.
Really? Now, are there still a lot of people out there selling things in the old flea market tradition?
I've only been in there once, and there was a few shops that didn't seem to be as... I've never been in there before, but it's probably not like it was at its heyday, I'm guessing.
Do you happen to know the hours out there for somebody who might live... Well, I wonder, do they deliver into the city of Marion? Because they're a little ways out there.
I know they deliver. I'm not sure their range. I think they would deliver into Marion. You'd just have to call them. The store itself is open like 9 to 6 every day, except for like Christmas and something. And the pizza's Thursday through Sunday, like 4:30 to 8:30 or something like that.
4:30 to 8:30, and you just call the flea market and place your order, and they'll deliver it to you, or you can come in and pick it up, and the prices are all reasonable out there.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's interesting. That's good to know. And now they sell wine out there as well.
Yes, they've got and beer. They sell beer out there.
Beer and wine and the whole thing. Well, how about that? Well, hey, I thank you for calling in. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye bye. Well, see, that's how we all learn together. I love a call like that. That's how we all know what's going on. I wouldn't have imagined they deliver, but the business must be going pretty well out there if they're delivering pizzas, which is good. I've never had one of their pizzas. I thought one time I had, because I have some people who live out in the Grandview area, and I thought they had ordered a pizza from there one time, and I had tried it. But I'm racking my brain. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I just heard that they were ordering pizzas and subs and things from there. But it's good to know they're still up and running as far as the meat market goes, and apparently they have wine now and things of that nature. But maybe the flea market part of it, there just isn't a whole bunch of call for people selling their stuff anymore is what it sounds like. But that's okay. Times change, and as long as the wine and the beer and the pizzas and the ham and the cheese and all that is going good, that's great. Has anybody else been out there in recent times? Because I heard that the meat and cheese is really good. And again, I just don't live out that way, so I can't ever say I've went in there to get the meat and cheese. Now, I know some people who have, because I've heard about this, but is the meat and cheese good? And also, something that we're all interested in, is the price of something like that. How much is the meat and cheese? Now, I know it's different for all different things, but is it reasonable? That's what we all want to know. Is it reasonable out at the flea market? So does anybody know that? Is it really good meat and cheese? I heard it was. And is it at a reasonable price? 740-383-9944. Talking about the Marion Flea Market here this morning. 740-383-9944. Also, that's kind of interesting because we've spent so much time talking about the keto diet here on this show. I have never heard of another pizza place in Marion that has had keto pizzas. Or I guess a pizza with a keto crust is what you would need. But apparently, out at the flea market, they do keto crust. Now, I don't know what would be in a keto crust, because I would not think that you could use soy in place of flour for a pizza crust. I know most things on a pizza are not high in carbohydrate, like pepperoni or sausage or cheese or pizza sauce, but I don't know what you would make a keto crust out of. Does anybody know anything about a pita or keto, whatever we're talking about this morning, keto pizza crust? What would you make a keto pizza crust out of? I can't imagine you would use soy. Now, the other day we had a keto muffin recipe, which is always interesting. I love hearing about that sort of thing. But I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that. How would you make a keto pizza crust? And has anybody had the keto pizzas from the Marion Flea Market? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Now, this brings up a whole nother area of questioning to me, because we are heading into the holidays, and a big part of the holidays is cooking. It always is every year, as it is with Thanksgiving. Such is the case with Christmas. Now, is there anything you make at Christmas that is special? Now, this is completely different from Thanksgiving, because I know for years and years and years, people used to get together, and they would have these big Christmas cookie candy parties. Now, I don't even know if these still exist anymore, but for years in town, the Women's Club used to have a Christmas cookie sale in the beginning of December. I don't know if that goes on anymore. So is there any type of cookie that you make for Christmas, or any type of thing you whip up that you do every Christmas for the Christmas holiday? It would be interesting to hear about this, because the recipes for these things, we don't want to get lost as time goes by. So it'd be interesting to hear what you do special at Christmas. I know a lot of people do special cookies. That's when I seem to see this hardtack candy, which I was never a fan of the hardtack candy. There was something about that, and then you put it in powdered sugar, that I just never was a fan of. I don't know what it was. To me, it just didn't taste very good. I know a lot of people liked it, but I really did not like it. Now, a lot of people make sugar cookies and then decorate them with the season, with the cookie cutters, with the bells and the Santa Clauses and the reindeers and Frosty the Snowman. Does anybody have a good sugar cookie recipe? Because you can really screw up sugar cookies. A lot of sugar cookies I have found taste like they don't have much sugar in them. And if you don't have the right amount of sugar in them, then they do taste kind of funny. People usually get the icing right, but the cooking of the sugar cookie can go wrong. Does anybody have a really good sugar cookie recipe? Or maybe fruitcake? You know, fruitcake is still out there. Heavens knows we all know that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Yeah, you were talking about the flea market.
Yes.
All right. I have, well, it's the town money saver for November last month.
Right.
I have the ad right here in front of me. about the flea market.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. They have, their hours are daily, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And they sell the meat, diseases, real great stuff. They have holiday party supplies. You can buy, sell, store, rent, boost available. They have mini storage and more. It starts at $75 a month. What they did, what was open before, they closed it all in and made it individual, so everything is secured. And people set their stuff up, and they open up their door and they sell however you go through. So they've changed it quite a bit.
Well, that's interesting.
But
now,
there's nothing in here. It doesn't say that they still sell peaches. I'm looking at the ad, you don't say anything about it.
But they are open. Does it say what kind of prices they have on the meat and cheese and stuff out there?
Yeah, I got the prices right in front of me.
So what would a price on some meat and cheese be?
Well, on Isley's Tip Top Top Ham, they had a sale on it for $3.99 a pound.
Now, what's Isley's Chip Tam?
That was the old Isley's. Remember the Isley's store?
Right.
Yeah. And so they still sell Isley's brand.
Oh, okay.
Chip Top Tam. The roast beef, they got in his head, $8.39 a pound. Walnut Creek cheeses, $3.99 a pound. Colby and Marble, $4.49, and Swiss cheese, $4.99.
Huh. Well, that's
and
interesting.
And then they have the tailgate supplies, and they sell Carly's Bratwurst, Tony Paco's, TP Bologna, and Riverside Ice Cream.
Oh, very interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
Yeah, they have the party trays for the holidays.
And they're open up till they're open till 6 o'clock daily.
That's what they had. Open daily at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's the market.
9 a.m. to
and
6.
That's usually the hours for the stores or the flea market.
All right. Well, hey,
and
thanks.
They move. They still in the summertime and all. They still have the flea market outside. But most of it's all inside now.
Well, hey, thanks for all the information. I appreciate it.
Yep, but if you come across it, I say it was November's Town Saver.
November's Town Saver. I like it. Thank you for the information.
Yep. All right.
Now, that's kind of interesting. So they have Tony Pecco hot dogs. They have Isley's Chipped Ham. And they have... apparently a whole variety of things out there, meat and cheese and so on and so forth. And from the caller earlier on, they have wine and keto pizza and delivery pizza and all sorts of things out there at the flea market. But I guess the flea market part of it is not what it used to be. Now, I imagine that's internet that is causing that problem. That would be my guess. I don't know for sure, but that's what I would say. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Lisa from Grand Prairie. Don just called me and said people were having some questions about us out here.
Oh, they are. You're out there at the flea market.
Yes, sir. We are.
Well, we got on the conversation this morning about, because we'd heard about the items you sell out there as far as meats and cheeses.
Yes.
And a lot of people were curious if you still sell the pizzas out there.
Yes, we do. We actually started again about a year ago, and we offer pizzas, breadsticks, salads, and subs.
Oh.
Everything, like for the subs, everything sliced fresh out of the deli. We'll slice it for you as you order. The pizzas are made fresh. Everything, the salads, everything's going really well. It's we're getting a lot of positive feedback on it. So
now, I had heard that there is delivery. Is there delivery?
There is delivery available, yes. We do deliver to Marion. Obviously, Grandview is right down the road from us. We do Brush Ridge and Morrill and kind of all over out here. We've been to Caledonia. We've been to as far north as Coon's Candy on the highway. So, yeah, we'll deliver kind of all over.
Oh, that's great. Now, I know pizza prices would vary based upon what you order, but let's just say you got a large pepperoni pizza. What is the inches on the pizza, and what price range would I be in?
A large would be our 14-inch, and that would be $10 for a cheese pizza and $1 for topping. So, but we do run pizza specials. I do post those on the Facebook page. It's open Thursday through Sunday, so every Thursday through Sunday I do post a pizza special. Like last night's special was a 14-inch two-topping pizza and a six-pack of breadsticks for $15.
Wow, that's not bad. Now, I live, like I said, it sounds like you would deliver a lot of places because I live just beyond Meijer, so it sounds like I would be in the delivery area.
You definitely are, yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So $10 for a 14-inch pizza and then $1 per topping, and is there a delivery charge on that?
If we deliver into Marion, because we have to go so far in, we do charge $5, but usually around this area out here, we only charge a couple of dollars.
Well, that's not bad at all. Now, the other question I had, a lot of people, matter of fact, we just had a caller who said something about Tony Pacco's hot dogs and Isley's chipped ham.
Yes, we do have both of those.
Both of those. Now, the Isley's chipped ham, I've seen the Tony Pacco's hot dogs sold in the store, but what is different about Isley's chipped ham?
Isley's is just a special product, I'll be honest with you. Being from Marion, everybody knows that there's no ham out there that tastes like the Isley's. You can buy any chopped ham, but nothing tastes like that Isley's. I'll quote one of my customers who would put this. When you taste Isley's, it feels like a letter from home.
Yeah.
Because it's full of memories. And I personally remember growing up, Mom buying it at Lawson's here in town. They always had it for 99 cents a pound, and we were always having the Isley's chopped ham. It's only 10% added product. It's a wonderful product. It's gluten-free, perfect for chipping, got a great taste. And we also carry the original Isley's barbecue sauce.
Oh, really?
So you can make that barbecued ham sandwich they used to make out at the Isley shop.
Now, is this something people can buy from somewhere, or is this something you guys put together out there on your own?
This is something that we put together on our own.
Really? Is it a recipe you got from somebody?
Oh, the Isley's? Are you talking the Isley's?
Yeah, the Isley's.
No, that comes from Isley's. They are still active in Pennsylvania. They're still very active in Pennsylvania. They even just brought their ice cream back out in some flavors, but we unfortunately are not able to get it because it's not distributed in our area here in Marion. But Isley's is still really big. Walnut Creek, when you go to the Walnut Creek Food Show, you speak with the fourth generation Isley's who is there. His name is Ray. I believe his name is Ray, but he is the fourth generation who runs the company. And Isley's is still really big.
Wow, that's
in Pennsylvania.
Now, the other question is: there a lot of people still set up to do typical flea market things?
Yes, we actually have the normal flea market, which is a building out back behind the farm market, which is open Friday from noon until 5, and Saturday and Sunday from 9 until 5. And then we have another area now, which is a storage. We call it store and sell, where people have storage units, but they open up on the weekend and they also sell. And that's in the building with the farm market, with the deli.
Oh.
So, and it's open Saturday and Sunday from 9 until 5.
Now, just when it comes to the pizza, because I think this is interesting that you guys have brought this back. Every pizza place kind of has their own little secret to why their pizza is so good. Without giving us, obviously, the recipe, what is it about pizza where you guys are that makes that pizza good? Is it high on cheese, a special crust? What's the secret there?
Well, I'll be honest with you. We do regular and thin crust, but I think one of the biggest things is our sauce. Our sauce is delicious. We use the cheese. The cheese comes from Walnut Creek in Amish country.
Oh.
So it's pure Amish cheese, and it's a blend. And then also, it's 100% cheese, though. And then also, we use natural casing pepperoni, and that makes a difference. It's got the smaller pepperoni, but it cuts up and gets nice and crispy.
Oh, that's right. And again, when can people order a pizza?
Thursday and Friday from 4, and then we take our last order at 8:30, and then Saturday and Sunday from noon until 8:30.
Well, that's perfect. I thank you for the information. That's great. Solve that problem.
Thank you guys so much, and hey, everybody, have a great holiday season.
Yes, happy holidays.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Now, see, we started a question here this morning, and we just whisk right through it. I've never had a flea market pizza, to be honest with you, but I have heard back from people that they are very good. And what's the name of the place? The farm market. I shouldn't say flea market pizza. I guess it's sold out of the farm market part there. But it's good to hear that that's doing well, that they've brought those back. And $10 for a pizza, that's not very bad. when you think of the prices of other places and a dollar per topping, that doesn't sound horrible at all. Delivery, I guess it depends on where you live, but boy, that's a wide delivery range. That's a wide swath. Caledonia, Marion, Brush Ridge. But I guess the flea market is kind of located in an interesting area, so I guess you would be able to go to those places. But there you go. The flea market does still sell pizzas. They will deliver those pizzas. Who knew that the Isleys were still selling chipped ham and barbecue sauce and things of that nature? Honestly, somebody told me not too long ago that the Isleys were not even in charge of the Klondike bars anymore, which I don't know if that's true or not. Does anybody know anything about that? Are the Isleys still selling the Klondike bars? 740-383-9944. It's kind of interesting, though, that they are still selling the ice cream in Pennsylvania. But apparently we can't get it here for the reasons explained in the last call. But it's interesting that the ice cream is still there after all these years, because we've done shows here on the Isleys and the memories of the Isley shop, which brings up a question. I don't know if we ever talked about this when we were talking about the Isley shop, but what was it about their barbecue sauce or their ice cream or their chipped ham, which I don't think we ever talked about that. What was it about their chipped ham, ice cream, or barbecue sauce that was so special? Because I think of this generation, all we really ever hear about is the Klondike. But apparently here in Marion, if you want to get the barbecue sauce or you want to get the chipped ham, you can do it at the flea market, Grand Prairie Farm Market, located out there. I don't know. What is it? I've never had it. What is it about their barbecue sauce or their chipped ham that made the Isley version so special? Oh, I didn't get a chance to ask her about the keto crust. What do you put in keto crust? Does anybody else know that? I know a lot of people out there listening are on the keto diet. Does anybody know what you would make a keto pizza crust out of? There's another question. So we want to know what's special about Isley's barbecue sauce, pizza, and chipped ham. What's the special blend that the Isley shop used to do and still does, apparently to some degree, out at the flea market? And what would you make a keto pizza crust out of? Does anybody know that? 50 minutes past the hour on this Triskaidekaphobia Friday. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let us know. Do we know the answers to those questions? It's kind of interesting because we're back to recipes and what makes something different. Barbecue sauce is an interesting one because I see a lot of people go into the grocery store and they want a certain kind of barbecue sauce. I'll tell you what I do that with: steak sauce. There is something about a certain kind of steak sauce that to me just tastes different than other steak sauce. And even when I'm in a restaurant and I order a steak, I want to have this special kind of steak sauce because it just is the best. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I had something else I was going to tell you about, but you use almond flour or coconut flour, or some people use cauliflower.
Oh, really? Cauliflower, yeah. In the pizza crust?
Yeah, because stop and think. People make mashed potatoes, mashed cauliflower out of cauliflower.
Now, how do you get the cauliflower to congeal into a crust?
Well, first of all, you shred it. You get it really finely shredded, because you can even buy that in the at the store, shredded, crumbled cauliflower. And one of the big things is you want to get the moisture out of there, put it in a rag or something, squeeze the moisture out of there, because when you get the moisture out of there, then you can add things like cream cheese and things like that make it stick together. Now, I have never done any of these because I'm not a big pizza person, but that's a way you can do it. But if you can make a pizza crust out of almond flour and coconut flour, there's another good way to do it as well. I keep almond flour on hand now all the time,
Now, is almond flour much more in the store than regular flour?
Well, I buy a small bag. I believe it's 16 ounces. It seems like I paid 5-something for it at Aldi's.
Well, that's not too horrible.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm just doing it for myself, and I'm not cooking for a huge family with it and everything, and it's just my thing, so, you know.
Well, it's interesting, because I would think for somebody who doesn't do a whole lot of cooking, or somebody who maybe is on the go, that you could order a keto pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a big thing.
I'm curious about, you know, I have to go out to the flea market. I haven't been out there for years. And I oftentimes think that, well, there's no place to, you know. I try to think of places to go in the local area, and I keep forgetting about them being out there, so I'm glad it was brought up this morning.
And you'll have to, you say, listen, WWGH Radio sent me
here.
I will
do that. But the reason why I called is I wanted to know if there was anybody out there that still makes candied orange peel.
Candied orange peel? Now, what is that?
Well, that's when you take orange peels. I used to do it with a grapefruit. I guess you can use lemon, too. I've never done that. But you wash your peelings after you've taken care of the oranges, and you wash them good, and then you remove that membrane in there and everything, and then you slice those into kind of long strips, and you boil those, and you want to boil them several times to get the bitterness out of them. And basically, then what you do is you boil them in a water-sugar combo, half water, half sugar, and you get them all boiled down, and so they're good and sweet, and then you roll them in sugar and then let them dry. And it is a very good treat around the holidays if you're into sugar, you know.
Have you ever had one of these, and I think they've just come about in the last few years, but one of the, I think they're called chocolate oranges?
No, but I do recall seeing, I think that's something similar, except you make the Dewy oranges, and then you dip that in chocolate, so it's kind of on the same, yeah.
Well, I was shocked, because a few years ago, they started selling these things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did not buy one for myself, but somebody bought one and said, boy, these are really good,
mm-hmm.
and they gave me a piece of it, and I was really shocked, because there are two things that I would not expect to go together. Orange and chocolate.
Yeah, well.
And it does.
Yeah, but think, Scott, think about how many times you've bought in a box of chocolate-covered things, chocolate-covered cherries, and there are chocolate-covered orange pieces of candy, too, and it is a good combination.
You know, Christmas, when I think about Christmas, there's another thing, much like oranges, that have kind of went by the wayside. I remember when a big gift used to be, and they used to sell them all over the place, and I see kind of now they're out there, but not like they used to be, big tins of candy.
Well, how about big tins of popcorn?
I haven't seen many of those.
Aldi's?
I know people are still selling these things, but I just wonder what has happened with these things from the past, because I know Christmas cards are no longer a big thing.
Yeah.
Popcorn on the Christmas tree is no longer a big thing.
Well, that takes time to do, string and popcorn and cranberries.
And I know a lot, I could not tell you the last time somebody gave me a tin of candy or a popcorn tin, but that
Diets.
Used to be a standard gift, yeah. Maybe I just don't get a lot of gifts. Maybe that's the thing. I'm unpopular. I'm on the naughty list, I guess.
Have you had any coal lately?
I've been getting a lot of coal for Christmas. But it's shocking to me, because I know that people in my family would get together every Christmas and have these baking sessions that would usually be one night, but boy, it was 6 or 7 hours.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people would, they'd all get together, and each person would make a different cookie or candy or whatever, you know. And I mean, I come from a German family, so my grandmother was a diabetic, but that lady would make up all these beautiful cookies and candies around the holiday and give them all out as gifts. And I always thought, oh, how sad that she can't partake of them, because she did not, but she made all these beautiful, delicious candies and cookies and treats.
Well, I'll tell you one that people love, and you can buy them in the store, but it's very expensive for what they are, is Buckeyes.
Oh, yeah.
Buckeyes are not really expensive to make if you make them at home. It's just peanut butter
right.
and chocolate.
Right.
But, boy, if you go to the store and want even a small box with, like, 6 or 8 Buckeyes in it,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness, we're talking $8 to $10 here.
And they're not, well, like you said, you just go and get this, look it up on Google it, it's taken the time, you know, and people nowadays, and another thing, I think that has a lot to do with the shopping at flea markets, setting up and taking down, and I don't know.
It's sad to me because, like, and I've still never figured this cookie thing out, and I don't think that my mother cooks anymore, which she could. I'm not really sure why she doesn't. I think she's just given up on the whole thing. But she used to make these cookies, and I'm trying to, and it actually came from my grandmother, who originally used to make them. But every Christmas, she would make these cookies. They were, I'm going to get this wrong. Charlie and I had this argument. It's a Toll House cracker? But no, it's not a Toll House cracker. It's a townhouse, right? Townhouse.
Townhouse. So go this guy.
Oh, my. Why do I think it's a Toll House cracker? It's a townhouse cracker. And you, what you would do is you would take, it was some kind of nut. I think it was really fine macadamia nuts. And you would take chocolate chips, and you would put them with, it was like a clear syrup.
Uh-huh.
And it was a sweet syrup, though.
I thought I sent you that.
No, but I don't think that was the one.
Oh!
I have never seen anybody else make these things.
Uh-huh. You sure it wasn't her own concoction?
It might have been. I'm going to have to ask my mother because I know she made them. And my guess would be that she still has the recipe even though she's not making them anymore. But they were tough cookies to make because if you were the slightest bit off, you could really screw them up like no-bake cookies.
Oh, yeah, no-bakes. Everybody always wants me to bring no-bake cookies, and it's like, oh, I don't.
Well, you know why? Because they don't sell them in the store.
Yeah.
And they are hard to make if you don't know what you're doing. Oh, and the turtles. Do you remember the turtles?
Oh, yeah.
What happened to those?
I don't know.
Where did the turtles go? People used to have their own little molds at home. They would make turtle cookies.
Well, there you go. People used to.
Oh, my gosh. The times have went. Well, I tell you, we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the hour. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Hey, we got lots of stuff just came up. Does anybody remember candied oranges? Does anybody remember those turtles that people used to make with the coconut and the whole bit? Does anybody still make all this Christmas candy? No-bake cookies? What is this cookie I'm talking about with the syrupy stuff and the chocolate chip and the nuts and the townhouse crackers? We're going to talk about it all. We're going to talk about it next hour. We're going to break for news, weather, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Stay tuned. We're coming back to talk.